Good morning. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful Wednesday. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and Producer Pork Chop. What are you doing over there, McKenzie, with that box of shame? What are you doing?
She's pulling out all the hard
crying.
Ones.
No, I was looking at all the options that I might have to face today because I rolled, what did I roll? One?
Yeah, the worst number you want to roll. Six is the best, the lowest number.
My torture is today.
What if you become the pork chop of Dare Dice?
Yes.
And you continuously for like 6 weeks have to face punishments?
No, hush your mouth.
All right.
No.
A little over an hour from now, McKenzie will reach into the box of shame, and then she will, for the second week, have to do her punishment. It'll be live on Instagram, so follow us. Radio Now AM Show.
OMG, it could be a permanent marker face.
Yeah, I hope you're not doing any TV ads today there. Miss Car Lady, you.
You're going to draw a mustache on me in permanent marker?
Yeah, I could do that. That'd be kind of good. Give you a little goatee. Okay, MLK prep football players in Memphis, these kids are really cool. Because normally you hear about students bullying other kids and then nothing happens. Nobody supports the kid that's getting bullied, but not these football players. They noticed their classmate was getting made fun of for wearing the same clothes to school. Well, the kid was growing. His mom really couldn't afford to buy him any. And so they ended up doing something really cool and stepping up to help him out.
The best day of my entire life was basically.
Freshman Michael Todd was taken out of third period at MLK prep Monday morning.
I was very happy. I was shocked completely.
He froze when football players Christopher Graham and Antoine Garrett handed him a gift.
You guys are awesome.
A gift that changed Michael's entire school year. Bags full of shirts, shorts, shoes, and more.
He went smiling, and I was like, yeah, I think this is going to make him smile. I told him, I said, you know, when we was in the same third period, he was like, yeah, I said, I apologize for laughing at you. And I want to give some to you to make it up.
Michael was getting made fun of for 3 straight weeks at his new school.
I've been bullied my entire life.
He would wear the same clothes every day, and students at MLK Prep would mock him for it.
Now, real quick, I don't want to mock people, but does the reporter, McKenzie, because you used to also do TV,
yes.
Is she being just a little bit dramatic?
Of course.
Because this kid was getting picked on.
On.
All right, let's listen, though, because this is a good story.
Yeah.
No, I don't really have clothes at home. My mom can't buy clothes for me because I'm growing too fast.
When I saw people laugh at him and bully him, I feel like I needed to do something.
So Christopher went through his closet and grabbed a bunch of clothes and texted his friend Antoine for help.
I got some shoes, some brand new shoes I can give him, and I got a couple of items I can give him, too.
They packed all that up and gave it to Michael. The shorts, the pants, the shoes made a difference.
This is like the second shoes I have on right now. Basically, that's all.
Today, Michael was already wearing those new army green sneakers they gave him.
It was a weak moment for me. I was gonna cry.
And then I almost cried when at lunch he told me, he was like, you know, you two the only two to actually ever give me a gift.
The help isn't stopping in the halls of MLK Prep. People from states away have seen the video and want to send Michael clothes. All this is thanks to 2 high school students who want to put a stop to bullying.
You guys are the best guys of my entire life.
I love that. And that is true. Like, as a mom, when you're a kid, you just all of a sudden they just, boom, they go through a growth spurt and all their clothes are too small. Like, it's crazy all at once.
That's something you definitely, we'll podcast it up there. You might want to let your kid hear that because it's just that one small little thing, a little spark, and it could help out a bunch of other kids. So we love to share positive stuff like that. All we hear is negative crap, but wanted to give that to you.
Love it.